I'm speaking with Gavin Gibbons, who is a spokesperson for the National Fisheries Institute, and we are talking about an effort to repeal the USDA catfish inspection program. First, Gavin, what I'd like you to do is just give me a little bit of background about this program and about those people.
Sure. The USDA catfish inspection program was originally part of the 2008 Farm Bill. And if you look at the Government Accountability Office report on the USDA catfish inspection program, it notes that over the last now 4 to 5 years, USDA has spent $20 million on the program and has not inspected a single catfish. So that is quite simply one of the main problems that a lot of people find with this, especially an independent body like the Government Accountability Office.
Now, there is an effort to repeal this this program, and wondered, is there a possibility that that would happen in the next Farm Bill whenever we actually see the one?
There is a possibility of that, and there is quite a bit of momentum behind repealing this program. There are bills in both the House and Senate that move to repeal the program entirely. In the Senate, it is a bill that's been introduced by Senator John McCain and Senator Gene Shaheen. And in the House, it is a bill that's been introduced by Vicky Hartzler and Lucille Roybal-Allard. It's interesting to note that Vicky Hartzler is originally a soybean farmer from Missouri who has really taken up this cause because for two reasons. One, the obvious waste and duplication that she was sent to Washington to get rid of, but also the potential negative impact on the ag community at large.
So does this have to be repealed by separate legislation in that way, or would it be part of the next Farm Bill? Was it included in like the Senate bill that was passed last year or the House Ag version?
Right. In terms of the last time we had the same set of circumstances, the Senate introduced a repeal bill. At that time, it was co-sponsored by Senator John McCain and Senator Kerry, who is now the Secretary of State. And in the Senate, it passed with flying colors. The repeal was voted on by a voice vote. So it was a landslide in the Senate in terms of repeal. And then in the House, what happened was it got hung up during the House Agriculture Committee markup.
So obviously on your website you're seeing quite a number of organizations and individuals, members of Congress who are opposed to this and would like to see it repealed.
Right.
Who's in favor of it? Why was it put in there to begin with?
Sure. There is a group of special interest lobbyists who work for catfish farmers, U.S. catfish farmers, who are determined to regulate competition out of business. And this is a provision that they hope will do that. They want to exclude imports from the market. But the imports that we're talking about are imports that come from key trading partners for the rest of the entire ag sector. So what you would be doing is really cutting off your nose to spite your face. You would be starting a trade war with some of the most important places or some of the most important trading partners that U.S. agriculture has. And all that for catfish.
So could this have WTO implications?
Absolutely. If you look on our website, we have an opinion on there from the former lead judge in WTO matters, who says that this is a case that would likely go to WTO and the U.S. would lose. So it definitely has WTO implications.
Now, you said that the USDA has spent, what, $20 million on this over the since 2008, and yet they haven't inspected any catfish whatsoever. What are they spending the money on?
Well, it's a good question. One of the issues that has been raised, and it's been raised time and again, is that the 2008 Farm Bill directs USDA to define what a catfish is. And they have never defined what a catfish is. Now, this gets a little bit into the weeds, so, you know, pardon me if I'm getting long-winded here, but I'll explain what that means. There is a fish that is imported from Southeast Asia into the U.S., and it's called Pangasius. And it competes, if you will, it competes with catfish in the market here in the United States. But it is not a catfish. It has whiskers, but it is not a catfish. Meaning, if you remember from high school biology, the kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, that type of thing, this fish and domestic catfish, they split where humans and baboons split. We're similar to baboons, but we don't give them driver's licenses. So this is a different fish. But the domestic catfish entities would like it to be defined as catfish so that they could force it into a USDA regulatory structure. And if they forced it into that regulatory structure, then it would be blocked from entering the market. It couldn't be imported into this country. And that's what they want. So the idea is, what has USDA been doing? Well, the first thing they have to do is define this fish. And it's clear that it's not a catfish. So entities that don't necessarily want it to be defined as anything but a catfish have been lobbying hard behind the scenes.
So they've spent 5 years and $20 million to try and define something, and they still haven't done that.
That's correct.
Your That's tax correct. Dollars at work.
That
Love
is your tax
it.
Dollars at work, and the GAO says that looking at this from which they do in Washington, often from a 10-year plan, it would cost a minimum of $160 million to have this program operating. So you go from $20 million in the last 4 years to $160 over 10, and you still don't have any fish that have been inspected.
Interesting. Now, you have set up this website, repealcatfish.com. So people can go there and find out more information about this then, right?
Right, absolutely. One of the things that we want folks to be able to glean from this website is who is supporting or who is opposing this program. So we want people to be able to understand just who is opposing this program. So we have up there lists of agriculture groups, lists of companies, lists of members of the House of Representatives, lists of members of the Senate, trade specialists, food safety specialists, budget watchdogs, so people can get a sense that there really is an outcry in Washington to get rid of this kind of waste.
Certainly makes sense to me, but then, you know,
right.
What Washington does not have to make sense.
Right, of course it doesn't. Now, the interesting sort of other side of the coin is that the catfish folks who have lobbied thus far to get this special interest provision included in things are constantly say that there's a food safety issue with the imported product that they're competing against. That's their constant drumbeat, that there's a food safety issue. But when you go to this website, you can see that even USDA, the regulatory body who would be taking over regulation, doesn't say there's a food safety issue. So not only does FDA say there's no food safety issue associated with those imports, even the regulatory body that would be tasked with taking over regulations doesn't say there's a food safety issue here. USDA did their own risk assessment, and their risk assessment flies in the face of what the lobbyists tell people. So there's almost no argument against it. I mean, it's so threadbare and thin. I guess they have come to the conclusion that, you know, a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth.
Gavin, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. Just from an agriculture, perspective, it's really interesting, but unfortunate to look at this from the perspective of who this would really hurt. And it's not something that would hurt fisheries. The competition that the domestic catfish lobbyists are interested in, in rooting out, are not necessarily the ones that would bear the brunt of, a trade war. It's U.S. ag exports that are headed to places like Vietnam and other, Asian markets that would really be in the crosshairs of any sort of trade retaliation or WTO effort. So this is not a fight that U.S. agriculture picked, but unfortunately, they ended up in it.
All right. Thanks, Gavin.